And now, as always, a special message for our children and, of course, our young at heart. When we are recording this worship service, it is Thursday afternoon. And I don't know about where you were, but where I was, we had some serious storms last night. Did you see the pouring rain and the blowing wind? Did you hear the rolling thunder and see the lightning light up the sky? I obviously didn't plan those thunderstorms, but they do fit pretty perfectly with one of our scripture passages for today. The heading above our reading from the Psalm 29 says, "The voice of God in a great storm." And it describes God's voice kind of like a thunderstorm. It says that God's voice flashes like flames or bolts of lightning, and it booms like thunder, and it shakes the wilderness. Yikes, that sounds a little scary, doesn't it? I don't know about you, but I kind of have a love-hate relationship with thunderstorms. They can be loud and windy, and then they can make the sky turn this sort of funny shade of black and green, but they can also be strangely calming, and they can help to break an intense heat wave. And most importantly, they are a really good reminder of just how small we are and just how powerful God's creation is. Which brings us right back to our psalm. Even though the psalmist's words and description of God and God's voice might sound a little bit scary, like a big thunderstorm, the writer is just using things we know about to describe the power of God. He is asking God to use that power to give strength and blessing to the people like us. It's kind of amazing, if you think about it, to have such a strong God on our team, rooting for us, helping us, and having our backs. Now, something really important to remember about storms: they don't last forever. As quickly as a storm rolls in, it leaves, and brighter skies appear again. Now, this doesn't mean that God's power isn't here to stay, but it does mean that when things in life get a little stormy, when our sense of bright hope or excitement gets covered up by clouds, or when things all around us are shifting and changing like the wind, God's same voice that can sound like thunder can also calm the storm. Sometimes God's power and God's voice might come to us loudly, like a roll of thunder. And sometimes God's power and God's voice whispers to us like a gentle rain or a gentle breeze. Either way, any way we experience God, especially in the beauty and wonder of creation, is good. In your carryout connection box, you have a pretty fun activity that involves making a storm jar. Make sure you follow the directions. But as you make and share your bottle, as you see the storm within it and then watch it calm again, we hope that you remember that even when life isn't all rainbows and sunshine, God is with us to bring us strength to weather the storms and give us the peace to calm them. Whether the weather within your heart is sunny or stormy or somewhere in between, God's love is always the same and always powerful in exactly the way we need it to be. This is our last carryout connection activity before we take a break for the summer. Don't worry, we'll still have children's messages every week. They just won't be paired with a take-home activity. It's hard to believe that we have been sharing messages and fun crafts and snacks and experiences since all the way back in October. I want to say a special thank you to everyone who participated. Kids, older siblings, parents, grandparents, neighbors, you have made this time so special and so meaningful. This past year was stormy at times, and our joy could have easily been drowned out by things not going as we had hoped or planned they might. But instead, we chose to make the best of it and learn along the way. I'm so proud of all we have done together. And as we take things one day at a time and figure out what the next weeks and months might look like, I know we will make the best of that too. Speaking of the months ahead, if you haven't gotten information about our summer vacation Bible school road trip happening all throughout the summer months, please check your Enlightener or your Herald or the Facebook page or the website, or just send me an email. We hope you can join us. Let's end our time together with a word of prayer, and then, as always, we will join in praying the Lord's Prayer together. God, thanks for the thunderstorms and for the sunshine and for every opportunity we have to see and feel and witness your powerful voice and presence in our lives. Whether it sounds like booming thunder or chirping birds, your voice is always music to our ears. Help us to remember that you are not a fair weather God, only around when things are going well, but that you are an all-weather God, always and forever with us, no matter what. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.